samo. All right. First thing on the agenda is our city audit presentation, and I'm going to dial her up right now.
Press 1 now to continue this call in English.
Para continuar en español, presione 9.
Today, you'll have the
She's at the office.
What's her name, Bob?
Stephanie Hahn.
Thank you.
It's in there.
You have reached the offices of Bramall and Ackley CPAs. Our office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you would like to leave a message in the general mailbox, press 0, or if you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Otherwise, you can press 9. Your call has been answered by a VIA IP office. Stephanie Hughes. Is not available.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
One more thing. Sorry, folks. This was supposed to go easier than this.
So I'm 50 now.
What's that?
I'm 50 now.
I did tell her to call me if she hadn't heard from me but 10 after, but I don't want to get a hold of her. Hello. How are you doing? I finally got a hold of you.
Yeah. Did you have trouble?
Yeah, I dialed the wrong number, it looks like. Okay. We have Commissioner Metcalf, Commissioner Malpin, and myself, along with the city treasurer, city clerk, and our city attorney. So can everybody hear Stephanie okay?
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
All right, I guess we're ready to go.
Ready for me to go? Okay. I just wanted to thank you all for allowing me to present to you this evening the 2025 audit report. Up here in Northern Kentucky, I don't know about if you guys had some band storms just come through, but it would not have been fun driving down to the city this afternoon. I believe the mayor has provided everyone a copy of the audit report that we sent to him last week. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So I will just go through that. I'll be referencing the page numbers throughout the report, but at any time if somebody has questions, don't hesitate to interrupt and stop me with those. On page 2 through 4 of the audit report is our report on the financial statements. The second paragraph there states our opinion that the financial statements are fairly presented in accordance with U.S. accounting principles. So that's a clean or an unmodified opinion is what we call it on your financial statements for the June 30, 2025 year. The report is similar to prior years. It goes on to state that we've based on our opinion on the audit that we conducted in accordance with U.S. auditing standards as well as government auditing standards. Explains the responsibilities of management and our responsibilities. At the bottom of page 3, there's reference to other required supplementary information in your audit report, and for the city, that is the management's discussion and analysis, as well as budgetary comparison information that's on pages 21 and 22. And then at the top of page 4, we reference the other report in governmental audits, and that's the report on internal control and compliance at the very back of the bound financial statements. On pages 5 through 8, the MD&A, I just point out a few items here. On page 5, the financial highlights state that the net position of the city increased by $158,000 this year, and the fund balance also increased by $157,000. So both sets of financials, the change, positive change increases in balances were right around $157,000. On page 6 at the bottom, you see a table of net position, and this is really the only place in the audit report that you'll see comparisons to the 24 year. You'll see that the total assets increased this year by about $153,000, and at the end of the year they were $1,208,000. The current liabilities, they went down about $5,000, just over $16,000 at June 30th, 2025, and the net position was $1,191,445. The restricted portion of that net position is the funds that are in the Municipal Road Aid Fund. So that's what that amount is. The next page, Table 2, shows your revenues and expenses this year compared to last year. There was an increase of about $66,000 in revenue from the last fiscal year. And the majority of that was from insurance taxes. And then on the expenditure side, they actually went down this year by about $8,000. So overall, there was that increase of $157,588 for this fiscal year, and last year it was $84,296. On page 8, there's disclosure related to the capital assets of the district. There were no additions to fixed assets. Capital assets this year, and then it's also disclosed the city has no long-term debt at June 30th. On pages 9 and 10, these are the government-wide statements for the city. The two tables we just went over come directly from these statements, and this reports the financials on a full accrual basis of accounting. It reports all of your capital assets and all of the liabilities.
For the city, you only have the accounts payable, no long-term liabilities. On page 11, the balance sheet of the governmental funds, this shows the two funds, the general fund and the special revenue or the municipal aid fund. That is, municipal aid, the total assets of both funds combined were $1,148,000, and the total liabilities were just over $16,000. And the unavailable revenue, that is the property taxes that were not collected within 60 days of the year end, that is $21,000. The next page, page 12, shows a reconciliation between the fund balance to the net position. The differences for the city are those property taxes as well as the capital assets. Okay. Page 13 shows your statement of revenues, expenditures, and fund balance for both funds. You can see there was an increase in the general fund balance this year of $124,000, and the municipal road fund had a $33,000 increase in fund balance. The total increase was that $156,863 at the bottom. The next page, 14, that reconciles that increase to the increase in the governmental activities. Like I mentioned before, these are very close. I don't know that I've ever seen them that close before in the governmental audit.
Is that good or bad?
It's neither. I mean, it's just sometimes unusual for it to be that close. Page 15 begins the notes to the financial statements. Note A is the significant accounting policies. So those are very similar to prior years, what the city follows, and their accounting policies, which are all standard in governmental audits. Over on page 19, you'll see a disclosure B that is related to the cash and the deposits of the city. It shows that 100% of your cash was either insured by FDIC insurance or had pledged collateral from the financial institutions in the city's name. So that you definitely want that. The capital assets is disclosed in Note C. Like I mentioned, no additions this year. And then there's disclosure on page 20 related to property taxes and other standard disclosures in the governmental audit. The next page, 21, this is the budget versus actual. You can see that the actual revenues exceeded the budget by just under $69,000. So that's the positive variance you want to have. And then the expenditures, they were below what was budgeted by about $55,000 for the year. And then there's also the budgetary schedule for the municipal road aid fund. Pages 24 and 25 is the second report that I mentioned in the governmental audit. The bottom of this report states that we found no instances of material weaknesses in the audit when we were completing it. We had great cooperation and response from the mayor as well as Dan in providing us information and telling us the processes and procedures completed at the city. And then at the top of page 25, we also state we do certain tests of compliance with regulations and laws, and there were no instances of noncompliance discovered during our audit. So, unmodified clean opinion. Any questions for me?
I don't have any. Do you all have any?
I know the mayor and I had talked back in the summer because of the law changing at the state level as to whether or not you
would fall under the new rules.
Yes. So, you know, the revenue did come in about $519,000. So you're like right there at that threshold. And I know it's a large expense, but if you do skip audit years, when you, the years that you're required to have an audit, there's extra work on those years that, you know, we have to pick up and catch up on those even number years. So.
Yeah, and I brought that up to Kentucky League of Cities. Excuse me. We brought this fact up to the Kentucky League of Cities that
these
audits have to be completed at the it's the same for no matter what size city you are, okay? And that is, I think they thought the legislators thought they could make it easier and less costly if they went with the way the new statute is, or the revised statute, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't work in the city, okay? So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are definitely, you know, some cities, there's a certain level of work, I mean, that has to be done on all audits that,
right.
you know, you can't get around it. And you guys are, you know, a little bit above the minimum, but, you know, there's other cities that have a lot more. You
right.
know, if you've got retirement plans and part of the pension, that requires more work. But, yeah, the changes that they made, and wanting the reporting from within, I'm not sure that was the most beneficial route. I know it's hard for cities to find auditors, though,
right.
so they're trying. Yeah.
Well, Stephanie, I don't have any questions. You all have nobody else have any questions. Would you mind including me on copying me on the submission to DLG?
Yep, I will email them tomorrow.
Okay.
If nobody has any questions, we'll send them the final audit report, and I'll make sure you're CC'd on
it. All right. Well, we need a motion to accept the city audit, the fiscal year 2025 city audit as presented, and I'll make that motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. We'll have a roll call vote. Commissioner Maltin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Mayor, yes. Okay, so that being said, we've got a past. We've made everything we need to do to pass this and move forward with it, as far as I can tell. Is there anything else I'm going to need to sign before you send it?
Nope. I'll send that in the morning to the DLG.
Okay. Well, we'll be in touch because we'll be in touch before next June to deal with it since... under the new statute or the revised statute, you know, I'm in total agreement with you. There's no reason not to continue doing annual audits because it just saves in the long run because that's the way life
right.
is,
yep.
you know. All right. Well, if
okay.
there's nothing else, I appreciate you giving the presentation, and we look forward to talking to you later.
Sounds great. Thank you guys. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank
you have
you.
A blessed one. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's just so much fun. I hate this hippie here.
Okay. Moving right along. Now it's time for our citizens' comments and requests. So, Zach, I guess it's... Let me... I probably failed. I'm Mayor Stoneham. This is Bev Lush. She is our city clerk. Rob DeWeese is our city attorney. Commissioner Maupin is our utilities commissioner. Dennis Metcalf is our public safety and health commissioner. Dan Small is our city treasurer. We have two commissioners that are out because it's Commissioner Linda Babel, who is the road commissioner, and Commissioner Christina Rincendez, who is the property maintenance commissioner. Okay? So with that, I understand you have something you want to present tonight, and I have copies for everybody so that they can move along with you and your presentation. So if you want to go ahead and present what you'd like to do,
I would just like to construct and install a little free library in a front yard. I'm at 4719 Lunenburg, so about 7 houses or so in Halifax. If you have old sheets that I've got, a little drawing of it, you know, hand drawn out dimensions of it, and then the 7 pages, you know, kind of a rough location of my front drawing of what I want.
Can I?
Yeah.
What? Just so I understand, what brought this all about?
Well, my wife and I both really like reading reviews for fun, and so it was actually my wife's idea because she wanted it for her birthday. Her birthday was earlier this year or this month, and she asked me to make one for her, and so. That's really what it's about. We kind of just wanted to do one of those. We thought it was a cool idea. We like seeing them around, so it's easy for people to get some free books and exchange books. And
is this in a location where you can observe it all the time? You know, I'm just wanting to make sure that
we have right by the street.
Yes. Well, no, it's on the house side of the sidewalk.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So people can walk down the sidewalk.
Right. Right.
Right.
Okay. Is there any questions you all have?
Bob, have you ever seen one?
Yeah. There's one on Bristol Bay.
Oh. Okay.
Have you not been down to Bristol Bay? They got one down on Bristol Bay. It's right on the side. There's not in front of any house.
Is it the? I saw a red one around the corner. Is that what you're talking about? That's connecting the next neighborhood over there.
Yeah, that's Crystal Bay.
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion we go ahead and allow it to be placed. It's his property, and he's going to maintain it. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Nobody's opposed. Zach?
You're welcome.
Tell your wife happy birthday. Happy wife, happy life.
And you can leave if you want, or you can stay around.
Yeah. You don't have to leave. I mean, and it's not going to be all that interesting.
It's not raining right now.
Yeah, I know. Might as well take a damn.
Yeah. Okay.
I may put some books in there.
You should.
Yeah. I'll have some.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Is it for kiddos too?
It'll be both. We have a 4-year-old, so we have some books to put in there.
Oh, do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put some.
A little bit of both.
I'll put some in there.
Okay, good. All right, thank you all.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Next up is the the city meeting minutes for October 21st. Was there any corrections or anything else that need to be inserted? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes as are for October 21st, 2025?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Here a second.
Sir.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. All right. That wasn't a no for me. That was. All right. The financial reports for October 2025. They were distributed also, and they're posted on the website. Any corrections or anything that need to be said? Do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for October 2025?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
Sir.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Where's the...
I got it back.
Oh, over here. I'm sorry.
The invoice and receipts and redistribution, I'm now looking at it. I've already looked at it, so I'll just initial this off and be done. Next thing on here is the delinquent property tax collections, current and previous years, and treasured small. What we're looking, you've already given these to Rob, or we're going to, no, okay, we have a listing of the 2025 delinquent taxes that need to be given to the attorney. So we didn't want to do it without getting the commission approval ahead of time. So with that said, I didn't bring the numbers. I think it was like $15,000 that are delinquent. So that was about 20 people again.
I can see. I copied you on the email, right?
All right, you copied me on the email.
And how many months behind you now?
Well, actually, they're actually delinquent as of the end of August.
Oh, okay.
The penalties and interest start September 1.
Right.
Okay. Discount is July. Base amount is August. Mm-hmm. Penalties and interest start in September. And we get the add-ons with the attorney fees and our administration fees October 1. So
it's $11,700.
That's delinquent for this year.
Yes.
How much?
$11,700.
$11,700.
For all the years?
For this year.
Okay.
$35
delinquent accounts.
Which I think is better than what we gave them last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was a mistake last year.
That's 35 out of 675 bills that went out.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And if I looked at, I didn't look at where we're at on the budget, but I think we're right there at what we budgeted for revenue for property tax. Pretty close to it. But we do have some duplicate tax payments that we have to refund. That's around $3,000. So, but the first thing we want to do is get a motion to move these names and the delinquent information to Mr. DeWeese to start the process of collecting. And so that's for this year's. I'll make that motion to go ahead and pass that information along to Mr. DeWeese to start that process. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And anybody say no? Okay. The other thing, though, is we still have previous years. And I didn't look real close to the list, but I do believe there's a couple that are from previous years that are just continuing to be delinquent. So we need to know, some of these things go all the way back to when Mr. Schweiger was our city attorney. So we need to know if we should, they're coming up on 7 years almost, because I've been.
The list I have is from 2018.
2019.
Because with everything before that, we're like, it's a mess. And we
And before that, we probably can't collect it anyhow. It's 11 years on delinquent taxes.
I know, but we said there was a meeting.
Right. I remember. Yeah, 2019, yeah, is when we took over.
Right.
So we have stuff from 2019 all the way up to current year that needs to be also managed. But there, when that material's in Steve's office before you all took over.
Yeah.
So is there a way of handling that? That's one of the reasons why I had you here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I can get it. If Steve's got it, I can.
He's got files.
Okay. If he's got, I can get it.
Okay.
And then there's just a question of what you want to do about it. And if you want to foreclose on everybody that is, you know,
I don't know that we want to foreclose on anybody because of the, you know, what we're going to do with the property.
Well, I mean, it gets sold, right? It's commission sale.
Right.
And then you get a new owner.
I don't know if there's enough there. But anyhow, that's the reason why we have you here tonight.
Sure.
is to get your input on that so that we can resolve this issue that is just dragging on and on and on. Because I know there's liens on these properties because I checked them a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the reasons why I wanted you here tonight, to see if you wanted to take on that. And
sure, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I have a question. So did you send some letters to back taxes due last year that still haven't been paid?
I'm sure there are 2024 taxes that were not paid.
So did you, for a better word, threaten to do something if they didn't pay? And is there something you should be doing because you said you were going to?
We said we filed a lien and we did that.
Okay.
Yeah, they did file liens because that's all the paperwork on.
Okay, thank you.
And so now the lien is sitting there, and your options would be you could foreclose on the lien, which would just like any other municipality, like Metro would, or if the lien got sold, a tax lien claimant. You could sue them in, you know, district or circuit court on, you know, just for a money judgment, at which point we could garnish wages, garnish bank accounts, and try to get collection.
But your cost to do that would be far greater than the $250 they owe in taxes. Correct? That's a question.
You've got the right to attorney fees under the statute. So.
But there again, it comes to, you still got to collect it somehow.
You got to collect it through.
Garnishment.
I mean, it might not, it might be, if you were going to do that, I would probably start it you think back to like 2019. I'd probably look at those that are delinquent from 19 on, because I suspect it's probably the same people, or at least largely. Like if there are people that have not paid since 19 on, I would probably do something with them.
And we have to also investigate, because sometimes these people sneak through and they've sold their houses without going through the norms. We pay cash for a house.
It's possible. The owner, if that's not clear, that lien is still on the property.
It's
still on the property, and the new owner would have that problem.
Oh, okay.
The new owner would have to seek compensation from
the
person who sold it to him.
All right. That was one of the problems I was having in my mind, was because we've been, you know, if they do slip through and they did go through the title search,
mm-hmm.
and they slipped through, then that was, I think, on us. But my concern was these people who say, we pay cash, we do, it doesn't cost you anything, you can take what you want, leave the rest, and we'll take care of it, you know.
That is still with property.
Okay.
Do you have a list by year of everybody I got?
I just got that, yeah. Then I can match it with what Steve's got. Yeah, that'd be good.
Has those things that you can do been put in verbiage in the letter that, you know, we can foreclose on you, we can garnish your wages, have these been listed? Because maybe if they see something like that, they'll be like, I better take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't know the seriousness of it.
I do not believe the letter that went out with the lien said that. If it said anything, it would. I don't know. I don't believe it. It didn't go into specifics as to the entire thing of what we could do. It may have mentioned foreclosure. I don't know.
That was for the current year lien, or the current year delinquent is a standard letter like that. It doesn't say what we can do. But I would think that anything that is long-term debt with a lien, that might be best to have in there what the city has the option to do.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, people don't. Until they're up against the wall, then they're like, oh, I better pay this.
Can we sell these, did you say?
Yes, I mean, Metro does. Yeah. I mean, Jefferson County does. Mm-hmm. They sell theirs.
On the court steps.
Yeah, no, we've had a couple in Worthington Hills get sold on the court.
No, the tax thing. Like, can you sell the taxes? You sell the lien and sell it to the thing. Jefferson County does.
I'm talking about selling it to a third party to say, hey, this person owes us $500. Give us $300 and you can have it. And you go cut the $500.
Like, yeah, Jefferson County does that. Because they don't sue on any. I think all the counties do. I would need to look and see if a municipality can do that. I don't know why it couldn't, but I'd want to check that.
Do you have any idea what it sells for?
I think they sell them at. I think it's on face value.
Really?
Because then where the tax lien claimants make their money is on the administrative fee, the attorney's fee, the interest, and all that other stuff.
So we could potentially get the tax back, but not any of the interest and all
that.
And we'd probably have to pay you something.
Yeah, the reselling them, I don't know that I would have that much to do on that, really. But yeah, it's possible. I can look at that if I want to.
It's kind of like a short sale. From what? Because that kind of.
You don't have to make a decision right now, but mm-hmm. that might be a route. You might want to check with Stephanie to find out how that's going to affect us and what her thoughts on it are.
Why would she care?
I have to talk to her anyhow.
Rob said we could do it. I think we're good.
I said look into it.
Rob said we'd look into it. I think we're good.
I don't like to give any money away.
But yeah, I'll certainly get the information from Steve and Dan will send me the list of people from 19 that he has moved.
He's got an Excel spreadsheet that has each year.
Okay.
All right. We also have Dan provided a list of duplicate property tax. So we have had people who still understand or read our insert letter that say they're supposed to check with their escrow or with their financial institution to see if their escrow account is paying. And that's how this all happens. So we have monies that we need to refund back to the property owner. We're not going back to the escrow account. We go back to the property owner. So that needs. We need to do a motion on that. So I'll make a motion. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Commissioner Maupin made a motion to return the duplicate property tax payment to the property owner, and Commissioner Metcalf, you second it?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
For the record, there's 10 payments for $3,043.64.
And we ordered checks so we'd have enough checks.
How many properties were there? I'm sorry, 10?
10.
Thank you.
Three of which belong to the same guy.
Like last year.
He's a habitual overpayer.
Maybe he needs a letter too.
Stop paying.
If it's costing the city to buy checks, I mean, that
this is the first time we've ordered checks, right?
Yeah, this is the first time
since we took over in 19.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It ain't like we're writing a lot of checks.
And it costs us $20.
Oh, well, that means it's $20. Bye.
Of course, what's the postage to send the checks back? And Dan's got to put a letter with it so they don't friggin' that. You know, there's. Do we have some checks that we refunded that they haven't cashed too?
Yeah, there's like two or three.
I would put that there's an operating expense to these overpayments.
It's gotten interest on them for the past couple months.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, maybe not so bad.
Okay. Have old Ron, business.
I have a question.
Huh?
Do you have any idea what the city's obligation is for checks that go uncashed?
I don't know what the time frame is, but ultimately it would go to the unclaimed. It would cheat to the state, and it would go to the property. With the, I think it's the Secretary of State, and they could claim it whenever.
It can't just happen to get lost in our.
It can't just happen to get lost
in our books.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is there a certain document that we've got to do? To
do you know what that process?
I don't know what the time frame is to how you would and to at what point it is cheats to the state. I can find that out, or the League of Cities might know that offhand. But yeah, at some point it would go. To
I sent them an email and I copied you on it right after he asked me last week, and we still haven't heard back from them.
Okay. Oh, I'll say it's probably just me calling up the. That division, the unclaimed property. I'll find out.
See, I needed you here this night.
There we go. I got stuff to do.
Anything else? Thank you for reminding me about that. Old business? Still nothing on the ambassadors.
Oh, business. I still haven't gotten any reply from Connor about the Ecotech and the extended.
Okay.
But he assured me it wasn't going to be an issue and that they probably would, you know, send us a single bill for that. But I will follow up with him this week and find out, you know, had he heard of anything.
I was following a string on next door this morning, and there was a good article, which a good explanation on why we should not be raking leaves, and it all came down to the eco environment. We don't have the waste, the yard waste that we're getting isn't limbs and stuff. We're getting a lot of leaves, but we're not getting them for that many people. And that was one of the issues that I had when we put this bid out, is there's not that much that we get for yard waste after the leaves are off. I personally know that I went through the neighborhood today and I looked, and there aren't that many homes that have or look like they break their leaves.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't go by and check the yard waste bags the last time, but really, you know, our insects and our birds and bees and everything, you know, they need this for their habitat over the winter.
Well, I mean, I understand all that. I know that too. I mean, lightning bugs are about extinct.
Right.
You know? But you know, I mean, when we had the residents here last week, you were agreeing to it, and
one resident.
Maybe this year we will see and document it.
Right.
And then, if this arises next year, we have, you know, either yes, we're going to do it, or no, we're not, because of...
Yeah, and Marcus Winkler, our city council member for Louisville, even had in his, not this last week, but the week before, I believe, he had in there about the value of leaving the leaves where they were at. Now, if you leave a big pile, it's going to kill the grass. But it would just on the ground, it's not going to hurt the grass at all. The big thing that the yard waste that we need to be concerned about is when we have these storms that you get tree limbs down, you know. They are a trip hazard if they're on the sidewalk. They're a street hazard if they're on the street. But as far as the leaves, as long as they're on the lawn and not stacked up on the side of the street or in the street in large volumes, there's really nothing. And once the sun hits them, they dry and the wind blows and So anyhow, as far as, you know, just keep trying to get some, but it's not in it. And we have a contract as it is right now.
Right.
It's done with until April 1st.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I may have one more bag because I have some weeding to do, and I might pull my mulch up or whatever. But, I get what you're saying as far as, you know, throughout.
Yeah.
I agree with pine needles and leaves. I mean, really, monarch butterflies are almost extinct. So.
Yeah, I didn't hardly see any this year.
Yeah.
And I have a plant. It's one of them. Native plants, Kentucky native plants, it blooms in mid-September for, you know, the bees and, you know, anything else to pull the pollen off of. And they're so easy, you don't do anything other than let them bloom, let them seed, and the seeds fall. And if you want, you can take the stem and carry them over someplace else and shake them off the seeds. They grow without any problem at all. It looks like a little baby daisy, and it comes out almost like baby breath. You know, it's really nice. I don't know where they came from, but
somebody shook those seeds around.
Some bird or critter, yeah. You know, propagated those seeds, and And the other thing is, I got a nice Carolina Silverbell tree. I had no idea what it was. I just kept seeing it come up. This past spring, I had some blooms on it that looked like little bells. I'm like, what is that? I've never seen that. So I went online, sure enough, Carolina Silverbell, and the bell turns into a fruit. So some critter passed along somewhere along the line, found one somewhere else in Kentucky, and decided, I think Bob needs one of these in his front yard. Because they grow right, they're an under tree type of plant. They don't want full sun, they want shade. And it's beautiful when it comes out. So,
question. If the city has unclaimed property, is that my responsibility or your responsibility to try to get it back?
It's the treasurer's.
Okay.
I don't touch monies. I'm excited.
Well, no, we get something from BB&T Insurance Services.
Oh, really?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I just looked it up. Burlington Hills, over $100.
Okay.
There you go.
So you want me to pursue that? Okay.
One other thing. Can you check on? I don't think we got the payment for that tree removal yet. I meant to say something when you were sitting there. I thought, oh, I haven't seen that tree removal paycheck come through
from the resident.
Yeah, from the resident. We've paid the full amount. We just need to be reimbursed for their half.
I'll figure that out.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Anything else on old business?
Just channel 10 for radio checks.
Okay, channel 10 for radio checks. All right. New business.
Quick question. What time can we start that radio check? What time do you usually get home?
I can do it any, but usually I don't get home sometimes till.
Till I get him home?
Yeah, so he gets me home. So usually as soon as I get a hold of the radio, I start announcing.
Usually 10 o'clock is okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually stay up to 12, 12:30. After that, I just give up and nobody's calling me.
Okay. New business? Anybody got new business other than what I've got listed here? Okay. It was brought up, and I need you all to think about it. The commission salaries can be changed on for the change in the election year. So whatever we do for the new commission, if we change the ordinance, it goes into effect in January 1st of 2027. I just wanted to remind you of that because I got talked to a couple of years ago, so I just want to bring it up, make sure that we talk about this sometime before, I think it's May 1st. I think we have to have the ordinance adjusted or amend it before May 1st, if I remember right. So that needs to be looked at. Okay. In the past, until this year, Harold Hall was our commissioner for property maintenance, and we would put out the decorations that we have for the front gate. And since he's no longer on the commission, I wanted to make sure that we were okay with hanging those wreaths and the garland, and when do we do it? I can tell you this much, it's going to be a warm day after Thanksgiving, okay? Mm-hmm. I just need to make sure it's okay with you all that we do that, because he's probably going to charge us for it since he's now, you know, he's part of the Maximus Lawn Care.
Who, Harold?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you know the price?
Well, he charges, I think, $80 an hour. So we get him up usually in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not a big process, but when he does it, and I'm not getting the rim, I got a bad knee. So I'll be helping him because the decorations I purchased for the city back when I first became mayor. Okay, and they're at my house, and they're the city's as far as I'm concerned. They just don't have any place for them over at the storage shed because they're so. If it's okay with you all, I'll get with Harold, and we'll get them up sometime shortly after Thanksgiving Day. If it's warm on Friday, we might be able to do it. I don't know what he's got planned, but I needed your all's permission to talk with Harold before I did it.
Yes.
Okay. So, we're okay with that.
She wants a motion.
All right. Do I hear a motion to do the decorations with Carol?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mumford. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That's all I have now. Is there anything else in new business?
Okay, Susan, it's our date.
I'll do my report right now.
Okay, Commissioner Mumpin, go ahead.
Okay.
The clerk says go for it.
Okay, November 25, Utility Commissioner Report. 10/22, email from Dan Small asking if I would check with Ecotech to see if the city's September payment had been received. I called and spoke with billing, and it had not. 10/25, email for, and I emailed Dan and let him know. 10/25, email from resident at 4505 Dickerson Court. Street light out. I replied that I would report. 10/26, drove city for street light check. 10/27, voicemail from 4703 Rustburg Place resident. He asked why his garbage was not picked up. He asked that I call him back. I returned his call and I told him I would email Ecotech right away and get back with him. I emailed Connor Slade and he replied that he would pass along to operations and the trash may be picked up on 10/28. I informed the resident, and he would have his trash. He agreed he would have his trash container out. Called LG&E and reported street light out at 4501 and 4505 Dickerson Court. Email from Bev stating street light out on Dickerson Court. I replied that I had reported. 11/14, resident at 4505 emailed reporting street lights are still out on Dickerson Court. I called LG&E and rep stated that there is a national supply and parts back order. The rep said LG&E were helpful orders would be fulfilled within a week. I emailed the resident back to give him the update. 11/17, I drove the city for street light check, light out at 4610 Lunenburg Drive. 11/18, reported street light out to LG&E. Read all November emails, attended city meeting, and will participate in radio check.
Thank you, Commissioner Walker.
The difference in court light is still out. I don't know how long it's
been. I went by last night, that's the two that I called and spoke with the rep on. It was the day I was emailing, maybe 11:14. And the rep said that there's a back order. And I put tape on each light out. They have a lot of new employees that I don't think are very familiar with the city. So I'm having to, make follow-up calls. Like, they are aware, it's like they're just not familiar with the streets and the city, so...
They got GPS in their vehicles.
Huh?
They had GPS in their vehicles.
No, the call center.
Oh, the call center.
Yeah. They just don't seem familiar with, some others that I spoke with. So, yeah.
Right. Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead with Public Safety and Health.
Safety Commission Report 11-18-25. Girl City at various times. Mayor Stoney and I went to post office each Friday. On 11-13-25, returned a call from a resident living at 12002 Halifax Drive concerning someone in his vehicle the previous night. Nothing was taken. After the last city meeting, conduct radio checks using Channel 9. We'll conduct radio checks but not using Channel 10. 11-14-25, Mayor Stoney and I went to Dan Small's office to get checks signed.
All right. Thank you very much. And as a reminder, please get your commission reports to our city clerk as soon as possible so that we can get that taken care of. We talked about this a couple of years ago, and it's kind of slacked off again. So.
Susan sent hers to me, and I missed it.
She had mine. Paper.
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we need to check our emails at least once a day around noon, okay?
I try every other day. I've just been...
Okay.
I have a question.
I'm in a whirlwind with jobs right now.
What's your question?
There are two vacant houses behind us. And the one on the corner has a full recycle bin. Nobody's living there, so nobody's going to put that recycle bin out. So how's it ever going to get in?
What do you mean behind you? Because those two houses are rental houses, and there's somebody living in those two houses.
No. There's two houses empty behind me. The one on the corner is empty, and then there's...
A corner of what?
Northumberland and Liebenberg. The purple house is empty.
Oh, they just moved out. Yeah, okay.
And their recycle bin is full. If someone doesn't put it out, it's not going to get empty.
Right. Well, we can't go on the property and do it. So,
that's pretty sad.
They're rental houses, and I'm assuming as soon as they get the new group in there, the recycling bin will be out. What's the other house? The other house is not empty.
The blue one. There's the purple one, then the yellow one has David in it. The blue one directly behind us has been empty for a good month or more. But those garbage bins have been taken care of.
All right.
I have some editing to do on this report because you jinxed me. So I'll have to fix it, Bev, and send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What?
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. It is 8:02.